Yeah, Bosai, we have been learning some of the Deen of Pas Akum, and if you remember yesterday, we spoke about the Deenim of Hashlachas Kisim, where I throw a stick into the fire. So in that case, the halacha is, the Mechaber writes, "Afilu But the Mechaber writes, "Hashlachas kisim helps by pas." The Rishonim all point out that the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like this. Right? The Chavra asked me to repeat some of what we said yesterday, so we're doing that. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that there are Gimel Melachos by pas. There are three actions. There is an action called Shkiras HaTanor, but there is an action called that you put the fire into the oven, which apparently we'll speak about later on in today's shiur, is a Melachim Yuchedis by Pas. Pas, you can't just have any fire. You have to put the fire in a way that it won't damage the bread. It can't be like big flames. You have to put it in and like set it up appropriately. Then there is the second malacha called putting the bread in the oven. Then there's a third malacha called chitoi gecholim, which keeps the bread going. It keeps the baking going. All of those three actions, the Bali HaTaisa say, are actions that are unique in the sense of they enhance the bishul, or they enhance the afiyah of the pas. Therefore, just hashlachas kisim should not help. That's the kasha that the Balei HaTosfos ask on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and all the Rishonim ask. And there seems to be four general mahalchim in Rishonim to answer the kasha, why is it that hashlachas kisim helps by pas? One reason is the Balei HaTosfos quote, that there's this sefer, the Gaonim, called Chilukei Minhagim Bein B'nei Eretz Yisrael B'nei Bavel, and it says that B'nei Bavel do Hashlachas Kisim, and Anu Nimshachin Achar B'nei Bavel, meaning that the way Tosfos presents it is that the minhag of Hashlachas Kisim is really a non-Talmudic practice. It's somehow a practice that developed. We spoke yesterday about there are certain practices that developed b'tkufas hagaonim, which seem to be against the Gemara, the Kriyas HaTorah, for example, or the Haftorah, for example, on Simchas Torah, burying people with out tzitzis on their talis. These are practices that developed in the Gaonim. There are certain practices that we follow neged Shas. The Lashon and Tosfos is a little bit difficult. It says that we are Nimshach Achar B'nei Bavel V'Talmudam. Right? Talmudam is a hard Lashon over here. I meant to look into the other versions of the Balei HaTosfos, but they have that term, but I forgot. So that's the Mahalach of the Balei HaTosfos, that we have a minig. The Rush basically says that the practice used to be that they would be mashloch hakisim to get the fire started. And that would be something which would really help by pas because you're enhancing the afiyah of the pas. But what happened was people extended the practice to throwing a stick in even while it's baking. And the Rush concludes, Mutar shushoigigin va'ayuhu mezidin. Hanachli Yisroel Shiyu Shogegin. That's the Lashon of the Rush. Right? Meaning, it's improper on the fundamental level, but Hanach Lahem Yisrael. Let them do what they do. That's the Rush's Mahalach. The Rambam says that the reason why Hashlachas Kisim helps by pas is because it's only a Heker. It's only a Heker, which we explained meant that by pas akum, it's an iser gavra, and if you do anything, that should resolve the iser gavra issue. That's the way we understood The Rambam Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam speaks about the real malachas by pas hidlik agoy satanar afal Yisrael hidlik Yisrael ve'af agoy hidlik agoy ve'af agoy uba Yisrael v'niyar ha'ish me'at. Since hol v'nishtatev v'malachas ha'pas harizu muteres afilu lozark ela itz v'toch ha'tanur hiter kol pas kulo hiter kol bashab hiter kol ha'pas shabo sheina davar ela liyos heker shapas shel hanasura. It's damasai that you need a hacker, right? You need to steer people away from goyim. So you do this action, right? That's the mahalach of the Rambam. The mahalach of the Rashba is on Sadi Gimel on the base that the reason why throwing the kisim in helps, the Rashba writes, is because there's no kisim that's not mosif. B'chom ha'tanur u'mekarev ha'bishon. V'kol zeh mikulosav shel pas, u'min hogan shel Yisrael toirehi. Right? There's a lot going on in this Rashba. First, the Rashba writes that the minog of hashlachas kisim is because we're meko on pas akum, or pas palter, b'makom that there's a palter Yisrael. It's a difficult minhag. We try to make things a little bit better, so therefore we have hashlachas kisim. That's what the Rashba quotes initially from his Rebbeinu, from the Rabbeinu Yonah, Adkan Difri Mori. Mistavra, says the Rashba, that there's no kisim which is not maisif b'chom hatanor or mekarev habishul, meaning that the kisim is actually speeding the bishul process up. Zos omeres, that the comment that the Balei HaTosis had that a kisim shouldn't help because it's not really assisting in the bishul, the Rashba says it is assisting, but it's assisting a little bit. As opposed to the Rashba's Rebbe, the Rabbi Yonah, who says that the kisim only helps because we have all these kulas by pass, or we make on pass, even b'makom this apal to Yisrael, so we throw a kisim in to make it better. That sounds a little bit like the Rambam, a little bit like it's just a heker to make it better. But what's it called? But the Rashba says, no, I have a better approach. The Rashba says, my approach is that the kisim is mosif b'chom hatanor. Now, Lefi Anias Daiti, what we have over here are three different mahalchim, or four different mahalchim in Rishonim. And I would argue that according to approaches 1, 2, and 3, Tosfos, Rush, and Rambam Bepashtus, at least if I put the Rambam together with the Rabbeinu Yonah, I would say that Hashlachas Kisim does not help L'chatchila. I would also argue that the Rambam's read of the Sugya is different than the Rashba's read of the Sugya. That the Rambam says Heker helps, Stamazay, that means a Heker. It's not Mosif any Chom at all, but Heker helps. The Chelkas Binyamin argues differently than these. The Chelkas Binyamin maintains that the Rambam is the same as the Rashba, and the Yesod is that it can't be that it's just a Heker. It has to be that it's Mosif B'chom a little bit. Now, once it's Mosif B'chom a little bit, says the Chalkas bin Yamin, that means a Hashlochas Kisim should be a Kula even L'chatchila by Pas. Right? Because it's cooking. Or it's baking. I'm adding heat. I'm doing something which is a significant act. So that should be a Kula L'chatchila. He writes at length about this point in the Beit Urim on page 34-35. And he says, even according to the Taisvis, it helps lechatchila. Taisvis's lashon is that we have a minhag. We have a minhag that it helps. Zakt the chalkas bin yamin, that a minhag, you're not going to quote a minhag. You're not going to call it a minhag if people are doing something that's improper. So if I say that there's a minhag, al karchacha, it's proper, and al karchacha, it's mutter lechatchila. That's what he wants to say within Taisus. Don't know, but okay. Right, let's agree with him on that point. Then he says, even according to the Rush, it helps lechatchila. Because he argues, the minhag, you can't say that there's something which is a minhag, which is only b'di'evet. That wouldn't be called a minhag. So therefore, it helps even l'chatchila. Now this already I don't understand at all. The Rosh says, mutter shu shog again. Like, how could you say that the minhag is l'chatchila? And once I have the Rosh, it's mutter shu shog again. The Pashtus Tosis is very close to that, no? So the Pashtus Tosis does not mean that it's l'chatchila. Tosis is bothered by the kasha that they have a minhag. It seems to be against the Gemara. Tosis says, well, they rely on this tzavar from the Sefer, the chilukim between B'nai Bava and B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But I don't think Tosis means that it's l'chatchila. Says the Chalkas B'Yamin further, that the impression that you get from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Rambam is that it helps even the Chatchila. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Se'if Tes, all the dinim, Hidlik Gaitan or Va'afabo Yisrael, Hidlik Yisrael for Goy, even Hidlik Goy, Afa Goy, but Yisrael is near Ha'esh Me'at, it's mutter, Afilo Zarak, Ela Eitz Echad, or the pas is mutter. Because it's only a hecker. So Zach the Chalkas Binyamin, you're putting everything together. That would sound like, just like if a Jew puts the bread in, it helps. L'chatchila. So also if the Jew stokes the coals, it helps l'chatchila. So also if the Jew is mash l'chakissim, it helps l'chatchila. That's what he quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. However, it would seem that if you compare the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch to the Lashon of the Rambam, you see not like this. Remember, Mechaber wrote Shulchan Aruch, what we call cutting and pasting. No? He pastes the Rambam's Lashon in general. That means that if the Mechaber diverges from the Lashon of the Rambam, that is significant. You agree with that point? Methodological point? Agreed? Good, I'm right. So even if you don't agree, it doesn't matter, right? I'm right. Oh, so it goes like this. The Rambam clearly separates the dinim. The Rambam writes, Hidlik ha-goy satan or afa Yisrael, Hidlik Yisrael v'afa goy, Hidlik goy v'afa goy, v'yisrael v'niya ha-ish me'at, hoyo v'nishtati v'mlechas ha-pas, ha-reizu mu-teres, v'afilu lo-zarek ela eitzu te-chatanor. Meaning, on the three cases, when you light the fire, when you're mechate b'gecholim, or when you move the ash in a way that it's not so burning, so therefore it doesn't destroy the bread. In those cases, the Rambam says hov v'nishtatif b'mlechas hapas, but by the zarak of the eitz a teichatanor. The Ram does not say nishtatif b'mlechas hapas. The Ram there says heker. The Mechaber, when he quotes the Ram, or when he cites the din, he skips the words hov nishtatif b'mlechas hapas about the first three melachas. And all the Rambam writes is, it's okay because it's a heker. So I would argue that I'm not sure why the Mechaber skipped those words, but in the Rambam itself, I don't see that we are comparing the three malachas in the past tashlachas kisim. If anything, the Rambam separates that the first three melachos, he says, hov v'neshtatif b'melachas hapas, and then he says, afilo zarek ela eitz echad. It sounds like it's two different reasons. And if that's correct, I would argue that for the Rambam, hashlachas kisim is only mutter b'di eved, it's not mutter l'chatzchila. Against what the Chalkas bin Yamin says. The Chalkas bin Yamin is saying hishtikol Torah, because he says that the Rambam's Heker is the same as the Rashba being Mosef Chom. But once I'm saying that the Rambam is not saying Mosef Chom, so I would maintain that Mosef Chom is Takel Chatzchila. If you hold that that little stick adds a teeny bit of heat, so you're doing something with the fire. You're adding heat. That might be Mutl Chatzchila. But Heker, Mehecha Tesi, that's going to help Chatzchila. Right, maybe it only helps with chatzchila by the first three cases when you're mishtatef be afiyas hapas. But over here, right, you're not mishtatef in the pas. It's a different din. It's a heker. It's not mishtatef b'achilas hapar be whatever b'mlechas hapas. So I want to maintain that the Rambam and the Rashba are different, and according to everybody, I want to argue everyone except the Rashba. Hashlachas kisim is a din b'di eved. It's not going to be mutar l'chatzchila. That's what I want to argue. I also want to argue that according to the Rashba, that hashlachas kisim, by the way, what does it mean that, I'm trying to say that the Rambam is different than the Rashba. The Rashba holds that you add some heat. The Rambam holds you don't add heat. So you can tell me, Schwartz, one second. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's according to Lefarach has a famous line that there can't be a machlokas in Mitzias because we have to absolve our rabbis of indolence. No? That's his expression. Do I have to translate that? Right? Okay. We have to absolve our rabbis of indolence. So therefore, there can't be a machlokas in Mitzias. So what we usually say is that's not a machlokas in Mitzias, it's a machlokas in Shir. Right? Of course, it is Mosef Chom, but it's Mosef what? 1 degree, 2 degrees. That might be not enough of Hosafas Chom to be significant for the Rambam, but it's enough for the Rashba. I don't think there's a machlokas in Mitzias. I think there's a machlokas in the Svara. What's the reason? But if I'm right that the issue for the Rambam is a din of Heker, and the issue for the Rashba is a din of Hosafas Chom, so I would argue that for the Rambam, it's not necessarily permitted l'chatzchila, but for the Rashba, it is permitted l'chatzchila. And therefore, I would say that for the Rashba, the Hosaf HaSchom makes it like it's Pas Yisrael. For the Rambam, it could be it's a Heker, meaning it's not really Pas Akum, but it's not yet Pas Yisrael. There is possibly some in-between stage between what's Pas Akum, what becomes Pas Yisrael, and there might be a nafkamina for Shabbos, the way the Mishnah Berurah presented it. According to the Rashba, Hashlachas Kisim makes it Pas Yisrael. These seem to be a few nafkaminas between the Rambam's presentation and the Rashba's presentation. If I'm right, I can also explain whether we have a carryover from Hashlachas Kisim by Pas Nachrim to Hashlachas Kisim by Bishul Akum. The Mechaber in Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Zayin says that all of the malachos of Shkiras HaTanur, Hadlokas HaEsh, it's only by Pas. These are malachos hamyuchados bepas. That's the way the Taz quotes from the Ran. Turning on the fire itself doesn't really do anything by Bishul. Meaning, if you just light a fire, you lit a fire. The real din of Bishul is when I light a fire and I put something in the oven. That will help by Bishul. But just lighting the fire might not help. Certainly, the Mechaber says that Hashlachas Kisim does not help. chitui begecholim hashlochas kisim doesn't help for the mechaber. Right? Meaning if you make a fire bigger before you put the food in, so it's just a bigger fire before you put the food in, it won't help. The Ramah, however, says the chitui begecholim helps, and even hashlochas kisim helps, and even chitui below kavona helps. So let's go slowly. The Mechaber is saying that these activities are unique to Pass because of the unique element of Pass. The Ramah says that no, it helps by Bishul the same as it helps by Pass, meaning it's considered cooking if I light a fire. And there's a chiddush that even if I throw a kisim in, it helps. Because that's also like lighting a fire. And even if I throw a kisim in shaloi b'kavana, the Ramah says, it helps. Because I'm adding to the fire. And the Ramah holds that the din of bishul is solved when I add to the fire. That, gentlemen, is Rashba. Rambam would say that no, the Rambam might hold that none of this helps by bishul, because these things are melachos hamiyuchados bepas. Even if you want to say that some of it helps by bishul, but hashlochas kisim certainly cannot help by bishul, because hashlochas kisim is stamazaya heker ba'alma for the Rambam. And the heker din, the way we explained it, is because pas akum is an iser gavra. Bishul akum is an iser cheftza. Because pas is an iser gavra, so if I do one maisa heker, I say, you know what? It's not pas akum good enough. But if I hold that heker only solves a problem by pas, so heker cannot possibly solve an issue by bishul. So effectively, what I'm trying to say is that the Ramah is making a few assumptions. His assumption, let me just finish this up, and Brian, you'll have your comment. His assumption that I carry over the dinim of making a fire from bishul to pas. Okay, great. He assumes that the din of making a fire means whenever I raise the heat. Therefore, even chitui shalo b'kavona helps. But according to the Rambam, certainly chitui shalo b'kavona won't help, because I need a heker. And what does a heker mean? A heker means I plan on doing something. It's just shaloi b'kavon that happens, that it gets hotter, that doesn't do anything. So I would say that the carryover in Shulchan Aruch from Simin Kuf Yud Beis to Kuf Yud Gimel makes sense within the Rashba. Within the Rambam, certainly the point of chitui shaloi b'kavona does not help, because shaloi b'kavona, it's not, or hashlochas kisim shaloi b'kavona, no? I don't know exactly what a case would be, but like I'm throwing toothpicks, and it happens that one toothpick ends up in the oven. For the Rambam, that's not going to help, because for the Rambam, it has to work based on a heker, but for the Rashba, it might help, because I'm adding fire, I'm adding fuel to the flame. Brian? But it makes sense a little bit. Okay, good. If I have you saying a little bit, that means I'm happy, right? As long as it resonates a little bit with you, I'm okay. Deep breath. This yesod of the Ramah that hashlochas kisim helps, and even chitui shaloi b'kavona helps, the shach in Ostes, Kuf Yud Gimel Ostes, the shach disagrees with. The shach says that you need kavona l'takein ha'esh. You need kavona to make the fire bigger, better. And he's getting the impression from the shach b'shem the iser v'heter, that the kavana has to be kavana for bishul. And therefore, let's say the Jew just wants to raise the heat in the oven to make himself warmer. So that won't help according to the shach. For the Ramah, chitui shaloi b'kavana helps. For the shach, it doesn't help because you have to do something which is mekarev the bishul. That would mean that you need some sort of kavana according to the shach, but according to the Rama, you don't. In Hilchos Bishul Akum, this is very relevant to Se'if Daled in Kuf Yud Gimel as well. We're going to go back to Pas in a few minutes, but let's just now talk about the issue in Bishul Akum. There's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Daled about Bishul Bishvachos Shalanu. Some permit it, some say it's Aser. That's two opinions in the Mechaber. The Rama writes, Bidi Eva, you could be so mech on the Matirin, and even the Chatkila were noeg lahakel the Beis Yisrael. Okay, so here's the shadow that comes up. I remember my grandmother, Laha Shalom, towards the end of her life, she had caretakers at home, no? And yeah, sometimes elderly people have this. Can the caretaker cook food for the Jew? Or is it usher because of Bishul Akum? Right? If you want to see a nice piece about this, Reb Asher Weiss Shlita has in his Sefer on Parshas Devarim, he has a little kuntres about Bishul Akum. So in his kuntres about Bishul Akum, he discusses the She'elat HaFilipinos, right? That's what he calls it. Okay, got it. Now, what are the svaras about the shvachos? So the svara to be matir by the shvachos, some of the Rishonim quote, is because since a mitzvah on Shvisas Avdai, right, the Torah writes in the Aseres Hadibra, so Sasakom Lacha Ata Bincha Bitecha Avdcha Vamoscha, right, so a mitzvah on the Shvisa, so therefore there's no Bishul. There's no Isser Bishul Akum. Now that's already hard to understand. So what if I get punished when they don't keep Shabbos? How does that remove the prohibition of Bishul Akum? And Reb Asher Weiss raises that kasha. The pashtus is what the Chokas Binyamin writes over there, that the fact that I'm mitzuva on that their Bishul, the fact that I'm mitzuva on their Shmir Shabbos means that if they're Mechal Shabbos, it's tantamount to me being Mechal Shabbos. So it's ki'ilu, it's not their Maisa Bishul, it's my Maisa Bishul. That's one Svar Elohakel. Another Svar Elohakel is that the din of Bishulei Nochrim is fundamentally based on Nisuei Taruvis, based on intermarriage. You're not going to marry your Shifcha, right? This is what we call a class Svara, not classy, but it's a Svara of class. She's your Shifcha, you're not going to marry her. You're not going to marry your Shifcha's daughter. Therefore, right, there are some who are Mekel. Right, those are the Svaras to be Mekel.
I mean,
it is her that what?
When it comes to every kind of shiftful planets and not a full outcome, but that was the start.
So the Shach and the Taz both say that the Svara to be Mako by a Shifcha only applies in the Shifcha in a Molodekatzaitin, the Shifcha in previous times, who was Konoi Loli Yisrael. But our Shvachos are just Skuros Lanu. Right? If you have a shifcha that Yimamish own. By the way, my father has at home an old siddur from the United States as the bracha on Knias Avodim. It happened in this country also, but it's not something we're proud of, right? But, okay, got it. If you own it, so then you're mitzuva on the shvisa. And therefore, maybe you could be mekel. But if it's the svar of class, so one could argue that the kula applies even, that the kula applies even if it's schur el slanu, because it's still a lower class, right? Or you perceive it to be a lower class, and you're not going to want to intermarry. The machmirim, in the machaber, the machmirim who say yesh misha osar filo b'di eved, so they quote from a ritva, a very interesting svara, that if anything by the shivcha it's worse. Heyos, that she's around you all the time, so you're more likely to marry her. We had a president of the United States, a third president of the United States, right? His name was Jefferson. He's assumed to be a good guy. He had a few children with a woman named Sally Hemings, no? The isser of Bishul Nachrim is that it shouldn't come to Nisui Taruvis or to Znus, the Pashtus. If you look in the Hakdama to the Chokas Bin Yamin, Kuf Yud Gimel, he says that the concern is out Znus, not only out intermarriage. He quotes that the Torah's Habayis uses the Lashon that even for Znus below Chiton with Hoshesh, and Einenu Harolos, that there's a president of the United States who, right, because the Shifka is always around, so it could lead to Znus. You're not going to marry, right? Marriage is a class issue. You're not going to marry her. But Znus can sign yes. So the Ritva Svara, that's going to be also even with the Eved, the Pashtus is that precisely because she's around very much, it's more of a chash of Znus than it is for Chiton.
How do we respond to the first Svara?
The first Svara of she, you own her? So that's for Bechla, I don't understand. So what? I'll say it like this. Ready, Jesse? I'm a Tzuvan Shmir Shabbos after Bincha Bitecha Avdecha Bamascha Uvhemtecha. I train Larry the parrot to cook. Is that going to be usher? What are you talking about? What's that Havadinus does? Right? Bishul Behema is probably disgusting, but it's kosher. Right? The Svara of Shvisa Shabbos is hard to understand. Now, the Ramah is Megal. Even L'chatchila, the Ramah says to be Megal, because B'pashtus, the Ramah holds of one of the Svaras of the Mechaber, the Hainu, you're not going to intermarry, or a Shmir Shabbos Svara. Additionally, the Ramah adds two other Svaras. One Svara that the Ramah adds is that it's Bebeso Shel Yisrael. Bebeso Shel Yisrael. What does that mean? That means that there's a Ravid. The Bali HaTaisus and Lamed Hei quote from a Ravid. That the Ravid says that the Isser of Bishul Akum does not apply Bebeso Shel Yisrael. This is Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. Rashi says that the reason for Bishul Akum is Shema Yachilanu Davar Tameh. Bebeso Shel Yisrael, there's no concern of Shema Yachilanu Davar Tameh. All the ingredients I have at home is going to be okay. So the Ravid says there's no Isser Bishul Akum Bebeso Shel Yisrael. If you read the Taisvis slowly and carefully, Taisus quotes Rashi, Shem Yechon Dover Tomei, and Taisus quotes Yosir Nir'eh, that the reason is out Chasnus, and then Taisus quotes the Ravid, Rabbi Avram Ben David. By the way, this Ravid is not the Ravid Baha HaSagos on the Rambam, that's the Pashtus. The new Torah's footnote 3 points out it's not the same Ravid. It happens that Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShas in Yuma Daf Yud Ches, the Bali HaTosfos over there quote from the Ravid, and Reb Kiva Eger quotes that, yeah, there's three places in Shas that the Bali HaTosfos quote from the Ravid, right? And it's Kiel, the same Reb Kiva Eger has it from the Tosfos of Menachos. Because over there quotes a Rambam. He says, oh, sometimes Tosfos quotes the Rambam, sometimes Tosfos quotes the Ravid. He's assuming it's the same Ravid, not the same Ravid. Pashtus is a different person. There are lots of Jews named Ravid, right? Rabbi from Ben David, it could be anybody, no? Oh. But the Ravid is Mekho Beis Roshay Yisrael. But Pashtus, the Ravid is going like the Shita of Rashi, Shami Yachlin and Dover Tomei. The Rabbi Nutam argues on the Ravid. And what? And the Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no kula bebeiso shel Yisrael. But if you read the Tosa slowly and carefully, Rabbeinu Tam, we're not completely rejecting the Raven. Let me say it like this. The way Tosas quotes it is that Rashi says, Shema Yachalin Adover Tomei. Then there's a Raven who agrees with Rashi. The Yosir Nir'eh, meaning it's not entirely wrong. It says, Besser Tzuzagin, right? The approach of Mishum Chasnus is a better approach, but it doesn't mean the approach of Shema Yachalin was totally wrong. And the Raven is a Snifla Hakel. That's what it says in Sif Dalet. An additional snifla hakel is that there is going to be chitoy shelo bekavana, because it's their Jews coming back and forth, and it's inevitable that some Jews can stir the pot. So Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet, the Rama writes, "I efshar shelo yichata echad mibnei habayis maat." Okay, so the Rama is mekol lechatchila when you have three svaras. It's a shifcha, the pashtus, or perhaps the type of shifcha that's kanoi. It is bebeiso shel Yisrael, and it's efshar shel yichata ktsas. Does this help b'she'elat ha'filapinas?
I don't know somewhere in the month that two dovetail lost the reason dovetail. I mean, it says the reason why we're making these shows is because it's inevitable that's one absurd. Not that he's referencing that chief closer.
The Lashon of the Ramah sounds like it is connected, but the Pashtus is that we are relying on the Ravid. The Ravid's Kula Bebeiso Shel Yisrael is a Kula even without the Chitoy a little bit. No? Bebeiso Shel Yisrael, the Ravid is Matir. Pashtus because there is no concern of Shema Yachalin the Dover Tomei. The Pashtus is a two separate svaris. In the Pokas Bin Yamin, he assumes, I believe it's Sif Katan Pei in Kuf Yud Gimel, he assumes that it is it's an earlier Sif Katan. He assumes that in Sif Katan Mem Beis, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel. He's assumed that's two separate svaras. But be it as it may, the kula of Shema Yechata Ktsas is a kula of Chitoy Shelo B'Kavana. Right? When the Jew comes in and he stokes the fire, he's not doing it B'Kavana. So that kula makes sense according to the Ramah L'Shitaso and Sef Zayin. But the Shach who argued in the Ramah and Sif Zayin and says that Chitoy Shelo B'Kavana doesn't help, so then I wouldn't be able to be Mekel on the Shvachos. So can I be Mekel on our Shvachos? Our Shvachos are Sechuros. Let's say another Svara that the Rishonim have. There's another Svara to be Mekel on someone who is Sechura, even if there's no Shmir Shabbos issue. One Svara is that what? That maybe because she's Schura, so therefore you won't marry her. Right? It's the class Svara. Another Svara is that if the din of Bishul Akum is out Chiton, Chiton happens when I go out of my way. I'm like, here, I made you a beautiful meal. Enjoy. Right? But if you're doing it for me, because that's what you have to do, so then the svara doesn't really apply. The svara of chitun doesn't apply. It's your job. It's not something you're going out of your way to do. So b'she'elat ha'filapinas, right? One could argue that it should be mutter if I hold that I could be mitzari for the ravid, maybe with the can you have chitoy shelo b'kavana? Are they the Yisrael? Let's say the person lives in Florida and there's no Yisrael's coming in, right? Grandparents sometimes live in Florida, no? And you have a home attendant? Can the home attendant cook? So the svarv sechura, this is her job, could help. There's no concern of chitun. The svarv beisol she yisrael, you have kosher ingredients, could help. Chitun shel bekavana doesn't help. So you get the impression that it's not going to be mutter lechatchila, but bidi eved, at least for the Ramah, it should be okay, because if I read Sivdali correctly, the Ramah says, Yesh lismech adivre hamatirim, meaning if you have a svar of Sechura, certainly if you have the svar of the Raivid, so at least bidi eved, it should help. Shas hadchak is kedi eved dami. No? What's the alternative? You need a homemade. You can't operate without it. Shas hadchak is kedi'evet dami. So what we have over here is b'she'ilat ha'filapinas. The chokas bin yomin. Is inclined that maybe you cannot be megal, or maybe the kula b'di'eved is that you're allowed to eat the food, but you shouldn't do so lechatchila. I think the pashtus is that these situations are shas hadchak, and it's going to be mutter based on the svaras that we mentioned, the svar of the Ritva, that we call the Sally Hemming Svara, that because she's around Moor, there's more of a concern of Znus. Don't know. I don't know if that will help. But B'kitzur HaMa'aseh, Chitu Shelo B'Kavona is a Svara that the Ramah has in Se'if Dalet, and a Svara that the Ramah has in Se'if Zayin, the Kuf Yud Gimel. That Svara of Chitu Shelo B'Kavona, that it helps, sounds like the Rashba. For the Rambam that it's a heker, I would maintain that for sure it has to be b'kavana. Right? That's basically the way I look at Judaism. Good? Now, let's go back to Pas Akum a little bit. The Ramah...
Wait,
would
you argue that it's another Yeretz Halacha? So let's say a person in Amida should put down the watch, shol b'kavana,
let's say. Slowly?
In other areas of halacha, do you think that heker has to be specifically done by kavana? Let's say by basar b'chala.
Again, the heker has to be b'kavana. I don't think it's a heker if it's shalai b'kavana by nida. Like, it happens that my
you sit down at the table and there's a watch there, and nobody put it down there.
No, but the fact that I then designate the watch that it should be a heker.
Just stay on your meal.
Huh? But I don't have to take it off to make a heker. It's there. I decide that's a heker.
Well, so you don't think about it.
If I don't think about it, it's a problem. Yes. If I don't think about it, it's a problem. Agreed. The Rama writes that Eish me Eish also helps, no? The Ramon Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Zayin. I'll get back to Pas in a minute. Yesham afil lo chita Yisrael v'lo hishlech shem kisim rak shagoye hidlika Eish me Eish Yisrael shari. Many people say that there's another kula in the, if you have an old oven. In my old apartment, I had a pilot light. My new oven, I have a oven with electric ignition. The pilot light had certain advantages, like in Yontiv, it's Eish Me Eish. It could have an advantage, one could argue, by Bishul Akum, because the Jew lights the pilot light, then you take it, it's Eish Me Eish, it could be Mutter. That's the start of the pilot light. I just saw this morning, you know, Rav Simon has a friend, Rav Abadi. So I looked in Rav Abadi's tshuvas this morning. So Rav Abadi is not a fan of the pilot light at all. He says because the Rishonim who talk about when you light an Eish Me Eish, the case is Azoy. The Jew is cooking in this oven all the time. The fire is there to cook with. that fire begins to wane, you take something from that fire that the Jew used to cook with yesterday, and then you use it to cook with today. Meaning the fire is mamish made l'shem bishul. But a pilot light, is it l'shem bishul? It's not l'shem bishul today. It was l'shem bishul months ago, and even then, it's not really l'shem bishul. I'm not cooking with that pilot light. It's just there to make it easier to light. So he wants to argue l'hachmir. I don't know. I'm not sure about that svara, but he tries to show that this is the way the Mordechai says it. He's the Makar Hadover. There's a machlokas between the OU and the Star K about the light bulb. The Star K has a kula that you could solve Bishul Akum issues by having a special heat-producing light bulb that is stuck in the oven, that you can't take it out. And that was put in by a Yisrael. So that is like the Yisrael is involved in the Bishul. It's no worse than Hashlachas Kisim, which for Ashkenazim helped. By the way, I should point out the Taz holds Hashlachas Kisim only helps with Beis Hoshe Yisrael. The Taz holds Hashlachas Kisim only helps with Hitztareif the Ravid. But the Star K is Mekel on the light bulb. The OU feels that the light bulb doesn't help because Hashlachas Kisim helps only if it's Maisif in the chom of the Eish that I'm cooking with. It doesn't help, right, if I, what's it called? It doesn't help if I just have a fire that is there, stamazai, but it's not an additional fire to cook on. The Rashba has a lashon that it helps because it's mosif b'chom hatanur makariv habishol. One could argue that that might help, what? The extra light bulb. Is it Moisif B'chom HaTanur? Is it Makari of the Bishul? I don't know. It's hard to... One could argue that it's not Makari of the Bishul if I'm adding to the same fire. One could argue paradoxically that according to the Rambam, the light bulb would be a Heker. But we tried to show that Heker might not help by Bishul Akum, right? Maybe Heker only helps by Pass. So maybe the extra light will help out Heker. The Heker is like, what is a light bulb doing in your oven? Right? That's a Heker.
The light bulb does not contribute anything at all.
What?
The light bulb does not contribute anything.
No, it's a heat producing light
bulb. I think it's a heat producing light bulb. It produces a tiny bit of heat. Let's say it's incandescent. What?
The heat is going into the food.
I don't know. I mean, the inclination I think is that the heat, the reason I think we're Shefter's Machmir is because it's not Mosif Chum in this fire that's really cooking the food. It's Tamazai, a different fire. And it's not even an Eish Me Eish.
Who's to say that if you don't have two fires going in, let's say you have a big oven and you light a fire here and you start a new fire here, so there's two separate fires contributing?
I don't know. Again, I'm not...
Also separately, like the light bulb working the heck with the Rambam, that's not true if it's like in a factory setting, because we're saying that even Isser God for being Pasakon, so the fact that some other Jew put in a light bulb that you have no clue about.
Well, I don't know. I know about it. In other words, the Mashgiach knows about it. The people responsible for the factory know about it.
And
in a factory, it could be it's better because there's less of a concern for Chiton. Right? It's like the sort of Talter by Pass. Even though that sort of doesn't really apply by Bishul, but some of the poskim are mitzdaref, what they call a super palter. The Chalkas Binyamin does not like that tziruf at all. That's page Ayin Vavayin Zayin. Right? The tziruf of super palter, he doesn't like it at all. Oh, okay. Now, let's just go back to Pas Akum. In Kuf Yud Bei Siftes, the Rama writes, "Afilu im nafach ba'esh habekachitoy," that if you have, you know what a bellows is, it like shoots air and makes the fire flare up a little bit. So Rama says that's a kachitoy. The Gra comments that this is based on the Gemara in Bava Kama, that the Gemara speaks about according to Sumchas that Sreiris is nezek shalem. If you have kocho of the behemoth, it's kocho kegufo. And if the hema, let's say, kicks something, and that something goes and breaks something, it's the kocho of the behema, kocho kegufo, yimichayev. And we assume in the Gemara that everybody who has kocho kegufo is going to be chayev. And therefore, the nipuach of the esh is like kocho. That's what the Gra says. So based on this, the Chalkas Binyamin says that grama won't help. It's only when it's my ma'isa that it's going to help. Grama by Nezakin is pater. You're bringing a raya from Maseches Bava Kamma from Nezakin. Grama is pater by Nezakin. So let's say I have a thermostat and the Jew raises the temperature on the thermostat. So therefore, that might not be called my ma'isa. So therefore, I'm not going to be solving the problem of pas akum. Are you doing that? You can't say that's called nipuach ha'esh because I start a process that makes the fire get hotter later on. I didn't do it. That's his argument. I hear the argument. But nirlofi nistaiti, that according to the Rambam, I could argue that it's okay. Because according to the Rambam, that the din by pas al koponim is that it's based on pas is based on what's it called, on a hecker. So when I play with the thermostat, right, I'm making a hecker to be machshir the pas. So I could argue that according to the Rambam it should be okay, right? But according to the Rashba, perhaps it's not okay, because one could argue that according to the Rashba, you have to do some sort of maisa, and especially the Gra says that the din of nipuach ha'esh is going to help, because it's mosif, what's it called? Now, what about nipuach shelo b'kavona? So the Gilyan Maharsha says nipuach shelo b'kavona will help, because you're adding shelo b'kavona. According to the Rambam, it shouldn't help. According to the Rashba, maybe it only helps if it's my Maisa. Certainly a thermostat shalai b'kavano should not help, right? Okay. These are today's thoughts. Amir Tashem will go weiter on Sunday and have a good Shabbos, and you should keep Judaism and don't cook any goyim.